We've got Tim Gebhardt with the Chronicle-Telegram joining us on the hotline. Tim, how are you, my friend?
I'm great, Paul. How you doing? I thought maybe you'd have Rolling Stones music as the lead-in because of the upcoming tour that those old guys are going on.
Yeah, well, the next time we have you on, I'll certainly get that queued up for sure. I could mix it up a little bit for sure. Not a problem, my friend. Well, I'll tell you what, a lot to get into here over the next 15 minutes or so with all of this bracketology at our fingertips. Now, we spoke last week about who we thought would secure the top seed in the Division I Elyria Catholic District, and I think you, me and many others kind of thought that Midview would lock down the top spot, but much to our surprise, Lorain is the top seed in that tournament. How surprised were you to see the Titans were the number one seed?
Well, you and I spoke briefly about that already. I think the fact that Midview comes from the Southwest Conference and so many schools, in fact, if I'm not mistaken, everybody from the Southwest Conference is in that district. I'm surprised that they didn't show some allegiance there and vote Midview number one. But apparently some of the other schools figure that Lorain, because of their schedule, because of their past experience and so forth, I guess they thought Lorain garnered the top seed. It had to be close. Obviously they don't tell us what the vote was, but I'm sure it was awful close. And anyway, talking to both coaches last night, John Rossitano and Jim Brabannick at Midview, both of them said, when it all boils out, it doesn't matter. You got to go through it anyway. And they're both in the different side of the bracket, so they'll possibly meet up in the finals anyway if it won number two or the matchup.
Yeah, and if you look at the brackets too, sure, you could certainly make the case that maybe it's a little easier if you're the top seed, but boy, Tim, I don't know, because let's just say Midview was the top seed, Lorain was the two seed. Midview would still have to face either Olmsted Falls or Avon for a third time. And then, of course, you've got Berea Mid-Park, the four seed, Avon Lake, the five seed. They did beat Avon Lake earlier this year, but they played them again tomorrow night. So chances are they were probably going to have to take on some teams that they'd be facing for a third time. And, they could end up doing that if Lakewood takes down Strongsville, and chances are now they're the two seed, they're going to have to meet up with Amherst for a third time, which makes for a very compelling matchup. So how much of a difference do you think that really makes for Midview as the two seed?
Well, you make a good point, because you get past Lorain and Midview, and then you can put a hat over about five or six teams in there. I covered Avon Lake on Saturday night, and Eric Smith, He thought that Avon Lake would have been the number four seed over Berea Mid-Park because they've beaten Berea Mid-Park twice. But, again, you look at it, does it really matter? Berea Mid-Park's playing North Olmsted, the 13 seed. Avon Lake will play North Ridgeville, the 12 seed. I think both of them should be heavily favored to win those games and meet anyway. So, that part of it probably doesn't make much difference. Now, Lorain, they're going to play either Olmsted Falls or Avon. I'm thinking Olmsted Falls, but I'm not 100% sure because Avon has been up and down, and if they're to catch them on the right night, I'm sure they're going to make some noise against Olmsted Falls. So you're right. You got to beat them anyway. You got to go up against somebody fairly good anyway. So it doesn't probably matter where you're seated. You still have to win the games. Then you look at Midview, they've got to play either Lakewood or Strongsville. Again, I think just looking at it, Lakewood probably favored over Strongsville. But, Lakewood, I think, beat Midview once earlier this year, so that's no guarantee that they'll get out into the district. And then you've got the three schools down in that bottom area. Amherst was the third seed. Westlake and Elyria will be playing each other. Elyria and Westlake played early in the year. Westlake won by 3 points. I think Elyria might be considered one of the dark horses in the tournament, only because they play, just like Lorain, they play a pretty competitive schedule, and as long as their psyche hasn't been beaten up through all that, maybe they can still come through there and pull a couple of upsets. We'll see.
Looking at potential matchups is always a lot of fun. I want to throw this out there. A week from tomorrow, Lorain will take on Avon. And it's very possible that they can meet again 11 days later in the tournament. So how much do you think familiarity plays a role in all of this?
Well, you know, that's one of the quirky things of the schedule and what ends up being the tournament draw. That's happened in years past where you almost have back-to-back games, the end of the season and then the first part of the tournament. Those things sometimes seem to take place. Now, again, I would think just off the top that Lorraine should be able to handle Avon. And like you said, then you play them again, though, in 11 more days. Sometimes that's a little difficult because do you want to show some things in the regular season game that maybe you're holding back for the tournament? I don't know. That's a question that John Rossitano and Chaparro, or not Chaparro, but Kevin Chaparro over at Avon would have to answer.
You may have mentioned this already, but I'm going to give you a chance to clarify it here. As you take a look at that entire bracket, which matchup do you see along the way in the first round or maybe a potential second round matchup where you really smell a potential upset?
Well, yeah, I think I briefly touched on it that I thought, you know, and I'm certainly not going to guarantee it. I wouldn't put any money on it, but I think Elyria might be that team down in that bottom bracket that could very well find themselves in that district semifinal against Midview if they can play well two games in a row there. They have the potential, I believe, to I've seen Elyria all season, and you know they put on spurts of pretty good play during the course of a game, but then also they play, you know, they give it up also. So I mean it's hard to say. Westlake and Amherst are certainly good basketball teams and by all considerations, those two should end up playing each other and then going on from there. So, but Elyria is a team that I would look at as a potential surprise team.
Well, taking a look at that Division II bracket, and this is where things I thought really got interesting. This is where I think we have a pretty strong case to be made for a team that feels like they certainly could have been snubbed in this North Ridgeville district. Boy, Tim, Keystone is the sixth seed here, and right now they're still leading the way in that Lorain County League. So the fact that Keystone got a sixth seed was a little surprising to me.
Well, me as well. But, you know, I think what happens is they look at their records. Keystone's overall record is 9-8, but they played a pretty good schedule. They played some good teams. Gosh, they played Medina earlier this year. They also played Elyria. So, I mean, they played some bigger schools, and Jeff Holzhauer had the idea that would give them a look at teams that are potentially they're going to face, not Elyria and Medina per se, but teams of that caliber along the tournament trail. Yeah, I agree. I think Keystone's one of those teams in that bracket that could cause some noise also. And then you got Clearview is kind of the team that has sort of put themselves together here in the last part of the season. I think they're up to six games in a row. They've won now. That's a team. I don't think anybody wants to play them either. They're going to play at Cloverleaf to start, and then they'll go up against Holy Name. Now, those are two teams that, or, you know, obviously you're going to have to play well to beat, but I think Clearview very, very possibly could come out of that bottom area also.
And it's just so fascinating because you're right. Sometimes it feels like the votes are made at a time where a team might be hot. You'd think that would have helped out a team like Clearview. You mentioned the winning streak. They're the 10 seed, and they're going to have to travel twice if they're going to make it to the district semis at North Ridgeville. And you're talking about a Cloverleaf team and a Holy Name team, two pretty strong teams. So it would take a lot for Clearview to get there. But, you know, Tim, that's a team I wouldn't bet against right now because right now they're hot at the right time, and they've got a really big one coming up on Friday against Keystone.
Boy, you're right. Like you said, Clearview seems to be putting it together at the right time. You know, when you really examine that team, they came off of a football season. Almost everybody on their basketball team played football. It takes you, a couple weeks to get your basketball legs under you, and maybe just to get your head where you're back, you know, into the sport of basketball instead of football. So it took them a little while to get through that. I think they were 3-5 at one point or whatever it was, and now they've kind of put it together and played pretty impressively over the last uh, three three, 4 weeks, winning those six games in a row. So that's a team that I'm not sure if I were Holy Name or Rocky River or even Cloverleaf, I'm not sure I'd really want to play them right now.
And the other team we certainly can't forget about in that North Ridgeville district, the Firelands Falcons. Now, I know they kind of gotten a pretty rough spot in the schedule before coming up with a big win on the road against Oberlin this past Friday. Oberlin was in a bit of a tough spot, but they're the 5 seed here. I was a little surprised to see Oberlin get the 5 seed. They're seated higher than both Clearview and Keystone. Now, that's not to say they couldn't be a matchup nightmare for somebody, because as we said all year long in the Lorain County League, I think a lot of the same rules apply with Firelands in the North Ridgeville District, in that a lot of these schools are probably going to have a very hard time matching up with the length of Firelands.
Well, you know, you make a good point. Just you and I, knowing the three schools you're talking about, you probably would maybe put Keystone, then Clearview, and then Firelands in that order, and it just was the opposite. So I agree with you. Although here's Firelands with those two big kids. That's a team that come tournament time, they could be a tough out.
They could be a real tough out, no question about that. Again, we're talking with Tim Gebhardt with the Chronicle-Telegram here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, and we're diving into the Lorain County boys basketball brackets. Well, EC grabbed the 2 seed. Now, you and I had the opportunity to see them take down Fairview 73-72 6 days ago at the Coliseum. They turned that around with a nice win over Rocky River on Friday night. Tim, this is a team that seems to be hitting on all cylinders right now, and clearly everybody else in that Bedford district saw it the same way.
Well, you know, here if you look at that that entire Bedford sectional district, and you say to yourself, you know, Lurie Catholic's got as good a chance as anybody to get out of there, because the number one seed is Fairview. They're on the other side. Lurie Catholic just beat Fairview this past week. So, I mean, you got to say that they've got as good a shot of getting out of there as anybody. Of course, teams like Beachwood, you know, they're kind of a dark horse type of team that could surprise. You've got Oberlin has been playing pretty well. I'm surprised that they were a 7 seed. They'll be going up against Elyria Catholic in that sectional final. So, you know, there's a few schools in there that very possibly could make some noise. You got Warrensville Heights from the Lake Erie League. You know the schedule they play. They're going to be playing very, very tough. So there's some schools in there that they could certainly come out of there other than Fairview and Lurie Catholic. Although, just reading it, I think it's going to come down to Fairview and Lurie Catholic in that final.
You mentioned some teams that are in the top half of that bracket, which leads me to believe that Elyria Catholic being the 2 seed doesn't seem all that bad. Of course, everybody wants the top seed, but you talked about some of those teams Fairview may have to get through. I mean, you're talking about, you know, Wickliffe, Warrensville Heights, and Beachwood, some really good teams, and Fairview's going to have to get through at least a couple of those teams in order to get to the district final. And Elyria Catholic more than likely will take on Oberlin in the second round. That's a team you and I have seen a few times this year. They're very impressive. They do a little bit of everything. So that particular district, I think, is off intriguing, but right now, Tim, the way Elyria Catholic is playing, I think the Panthers have a lot of confidence that they can certainly get to, if not win, that district final.
Well, we've talked about this before. They've got all the components. They've got size, they've got depth, and they've got guards that can handle the ball and cause some havoc out front defensively. You know, they're a good, very, very good basketball team, and like you said, they seem to have been come together and gelling at the right time.
And we can't forget about what's happening at the Wooster District Division III. You've got a couple of Lorain County teams at play here. Columbia, the 4 seed, they'll take on Black River in the opening round. And then, of course, at the bottom of that bracket, Wellington is the 6 seed, a team that's been a little up and down throughout the course of the season. As the 4 seed, I think Columbia is in a very unique position. How far do you think the Raiders can go?
Well, you know, I'm not totally familiar with Smithville, but I've seen them in the past, and I know the type of basketball they play. It's more than likely that Columbia will play them in the sectional final. I believe they can move on Norwayne is obviously a very good basketball team, but you know, here again, I having seen Columbia and what they're capable of doing, I think Columbia High School has got a chance to get out into that district final, probably against West Salem Northwestern. That's a very good team. You probably remember them earlier in the year. They beat Midview in that Lurie Catholic thing, that classic that they had. So that's a school that we're a little familiar with, and I think that they're very good. So that'll be tough for them to get out of the district. But I really think Columbia Station's got a good shot to get at least to the district final. And then, hey, you take your chances.
Yeah, and this has been a surprisingly good year for Columbia. And I say that with all due respect because they're replacing almost every single member of that starting five from a year ago. You know, not only are they the four seed, but they're also right in the mix for a potential Lorain County League crown here with about a week and a half to play. So Columbia has had a terrific year by all accounts.
Boy, it's amazing. That league is going to come right down to the last seconds of the final week, it looks like. You know, that thing is very, very much undecided. Keystone has a game lead right now, but I think you mentioned they've got a couple of tough games coming up.
Of course, on Friday night, we will have it for you here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. Rob Polinsky will have the call for you as Clearview is home to Keystone. And you could be looking at a scenario where Clearview's trying to continue to keep that ball rolling with that winning streak of theirs. They're the hottest team of the county right now, and they could be taking on a first-place Keystone team. Well, actually, they will be taking on a first-place Keystone team. Question is, will they be by themselves in first place on Friday night, or might they be sharing that spot? So that's a game that is certainly loaded to the gills with all kinds of intrigue. Tim, as always, my friend, we appreciate the time. Always enjoy catching up and talking high school hoops with you. We will have a lot to discuss here in the coming weeks as we get further along here in these tournaments.
Very good. Thanks a lot, Paul, for having me. It's always fun.
Thank you very much, Tim. Again, that's Tim Gebhardt with the Chronicle-Telegram joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Hey, make sure you